correctly with the correct amount.
D20 Radio, your gamers roll.
www.d20radio.com.
What has happened in your life, Vince, for as far as gaming goes?
I bought, like I said, I got the BX off of eBay from that one guy. I got the basic rules in the box set.
And you already got it?
Yeah, I got it on Saturday, like 2 days after we talked about it.
Now, is this just the cook or
just Molvay?
Just Molvay. Just Molvay. So was it everything and more that you thought it would be?
Oh yeah, the box is in beautiful condition, and the module that came with it was B2.
Yeah, of course, keep it more.
And the actual Molvay book itself in excellent condition.
Cool.
So it was, and it had one of the original TSR. You know, what do you call those little RPGA send away cards inside?
Oh yeah, yeah. Join the RPGA.
It was like the little postcard that you filled out and you cut off the thing and you sent in the mail.
Yeah.
It's in there, too.
At this point, I would not buy that stuff because really? I'd rather just have the book.
Well, it was included in it, so.
Oh, I know. And you got a really good deal. I'm not knocking that, but I mean, if it was for me, I'd just look for the book.
Well, they do have the book itself on eBay. I saw it being sold for $8.
Uh-huh.
But that was after I purchased the box set. I actually wanted the box.
Oh, okay.
Because
that's
the only thing in my collection I didn't have was an actual box.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I wanted this set I'm not going to touch. This set's going to go on the shelf.
Right.
Like I have a whole collection of first edition books that I don't touch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I have like,
hermetically seal them or something?
No. I just have a copy that's in perfect condition, and that's my stuff that sits on the shelf. And I have my everyday play stuff that I use for the podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And that I use during my games. And then I have the throw-around copies, which I bring to games that people can use.
So you're still keeping your shitty copy just to, you know, for everyday use?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It makes sense in a collectible way.
Yeah. And then with the Molvay, I only had one copy that I had stole from a long time ago. And that was bent to crap.
Oh, man.
And, like, it was like, it came in box after box after my move and everything. You know how when you throw things in a box?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And you don't realize it, and it gets stuck on something. And
yeah. Yeah,
and,
I gotcha.
And so I wanted another copy of that so I can have, like, a good copy on my shelf in the box. So I got that. And then the guy came back to me. He's like, by the way, I have the Cook Expert Rules in box with X1 module. And it had the original dice in it, too.
Did you grab it?
Yeah. He sold it even cheaper than the original one.
So you got that. Did you get that already, or are you waiting on that?
That it shipped out on, actually, Saturday.
Okay.
Because after I got it, I contacted him, and I said, thanks, that was really quick shipping. I love people that ship out quickly. And he's like, oh, no, I'm all business, and I like to satisfy customers, by the way. And then he just offered me the other thing, and I'm like, oh.
I hope you left him a good rating on there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
As soon as I get the other box, he's getting another 5-star beautiful review.
That Fiend Folio I bought a couple weeks ago for $10.
Yeah.
I looked in the back, and it has the let me grab it. Hang on.
Okay.
It's right here. I got it right here. I can't exactly remember what was in the back, but I thought it was amusing. Fiend Folio. Yeah, in the very back, they've got the, of course, go to Gen Con thing.
Yeah.
but they've got this other, on the very back page, it's join the TSR family proudly presents the Role Playing Game Association.
Yeah.
It's got a form there if you want to join, like a questionnaire form.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy filled it out.
Who is it? What's his name?
I was good. Lance R. Hankins.
That's his name.
And he's got an Oklahoma City address, and this is dated 2/5/89.
Nice.
And it's like, I feel like like Googling him and see if he's still there. It's like, I bought your book.
Yeah, really.
You still want to join the RPGA?
You should contact him and be like, dude, listen, I bought your Fiend Folio and you left your information and you really want to have this out there?
Yeah, you want me to like cut the page out or something? Or?
Yeah, like get rid of it and burn it or, you know.
Yeah, it says name your three favorite games, Dungeons & Dragons, Dungeon, and Boot Hill.
Ooh, you like Boot Hill?
He likes Boot Hill. List your three favorite TV and radio programs. All he put was Dungeons & Dragons cartoon.
Yeah.
Got his zip code and everything. That's scary.
Does he say how old he is?
No. Let me see. Is there a play? List your age. Oh, okay. 15 to 18.
So that would make him... Oh, actually, that makes him almost the same age as me.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit older, by a year or so.
Yeah.
Depending on which bracket he was in.
Yeah. I call him and they say, I'm sorry, I thought your son was here.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I'm afraid to call him and go, our son got killed in Iraq. What are you talking about?
I would say scan that in so we could see it on the website, but then I don't want the guy's information getting out, so...
Well, I could just like put it on our file share there, and you guys can look at it if you want. Or I
know,
just...
it'd be kind of cool. You know what? Scan it in, Glenn, and black out all his information just so people could see the old form.
Oh, sure. I can't black it all out because it's like he circled a lot of stuff.
Well, anything that's like his address or...
Yeah, I'll take out his address and stuff. That's no problem.
Well, we already said his last name, so it doesn't really matter at this point.
Well, I mean, take it out... Edit it out.
You know me. I don't edit. Do I ever edit?
Do you?
Yeah,
I mean,
do,
you managed to put bumpers in.
Yeah, that's true. But I'll forget, and then just it'll be in there anyway. So
you always tell me you edit certain things sometimes, so I just assume you can edit it out. Well, people, you didn't hear that name, okay?
Yeah, okay. Usually what I do is I go in there and I trim down all the Glenn talk tracks to like half a minute instead of the 4 minutes that it is.
Hey! Stop confusing me with Julie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Julie's really going to kill you. That's two shots in a row you've given to her over these shows.
Oh, she knows I love her.
Yeah.
You know, I'm waiting for her to come back at me, and she never does. Maybe she's the better person. I don't know.
That's because she just laughs. She just goes, ah, ha, ha, ha. And
yeah.
Glenn.
I keep forgetting you're recording this.
Yeah.
I'm just like BSing with you right now, I thought.
No, I'm recording this, pal.
Oh, great. Is this for the Christmas special? Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope everybody gets everything they want for Christmas or wanted for Christmas, because I know I ain't.
Yeah.
But...
You know what also I picked up, too, and I'm really excited about it, because I haven't seen it in a long time, was I went on eBay, and that same guy, again,
yeah.
He didn't offer it to me, but it was on his list, Top Secret. In the original box, first and second edition in one box. I guess he combined it.
Is this Top Secret and Top Secret SI?
No, just the original Top Secret.
Gotcha.
I guess SI is a different. I don't know anything about SI.
That's like an advanced version.
Is it? Oh, okay. I know the original one I haven't seen since I was probably 10 or whatever, maybe 12 around there. I played it once and it was the coolest thing because we were all like James Bondy and spies and everything. So I can't wait for that.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to probably run a game with that as soon as I get it.
I remember seeing Top Secret SI on the shelf. I'm going, God, they're still publishing this old thing?
Well, Top Secret SI, would that come out in like the late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, something like that. It was like, okay, let's revise it and see if anybody bites.
Yeah, because
we'll kill it.
The original one came out in like 82 or 81.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Because I remember the adventure we played in was still when Reagan was president, and we had to rescue Reagan off of this this oil tower rig that he was held captive in. It was a fun game.
What?
It was a fun game.
It was a fun game. Here's something you probably won't know. What was the second game that Hero Games put out after Champions?
Heroes Unlimited?
No. Espionage. Their version of Top Secret.
Really?
Yep.
How'd that one play?
It was, I mean, you know, to me, a hero game is a hero game. They all play good. It all depends on what the DM does with it. But this DM was pretty good, and we had a lot of fun. I don't remember what the scenario is, but I remember I had a lot of fun with it. It's just that, you know, when you get a bunch of hardcore champions players together, and then they bring out a new game, like, say, Fantasy Hero or this or something like that, and you tend to want to, like, why can't we have three guns apiece? You know, that kind of thing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's the hero system. Oh, it's like, yeah, okay. All right, we're scaling back the firepower in this game, okay? You should see when Fantasy Hero came out. My God, I was like, I made this one spell out of the hero system.
Yeah.
And it was just basically, I said, I take some lizard blood and put it on a clump of dirt and throw it on the ground, and this column of earth comes out of the ground and hits somebody in the chest. And it did umpteen dice of damage. Well, yeah, I didn't realize, because I was doing the basic, you know, superhero stuff, you know, only I'm doing spells because I'm making a magic user. But I didn't realize in Fantasy Hero, the defense of everybody is like at least in half. Mm-hmm. So I was doing stuff like taking down walls with this spell.
Wow.
Hitting like four guards right at the same time. I was like, I'm a god!
Jeez, Glenn.
And then we tried out GURPS Fantasy, and we got our butts handed to us.
I wasn't much for GURPS. I don't know.
But the way they did GURPS Fantasy, we did it like this, and the guy ran it, and it's like a squad of goblins damn near took us out if we hadn't had healing potions.
Hmm.
It was a bloodbath. I mean, it really was.
Did you play any Palladium games?
No, I didn't. Okay. I've owned one or two, but I've never played them.
Nothing.
I used to have Heroes Unlimited.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was. I thought it was Heroes Unlimited that was the game that came out.
No. But I think I had Heroes Unlimited. I think I actually had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at one time, and I sold that.
We had that. Our group, when I was in high school, we had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We played that a lot, actually.
Did you? Did that system work real good?
I don't really remember much about it. I just remember we were mutants, but I don't even remember what I was.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, could have been playing Gamma World for all you know.
No, I know the difference between those two. I mean,
yeah.
Speaking of Gamma World, I want to play Gamma World.
You want to play Gamma World?
You want to run
a Skype game for Gamma World?
I could do that.
I guess you could.
I want to play Mutant Future. I want to try that out because that looks like so much fun.
That's the retro clone?
Yeah, the Labyrinth Lord Dan Proctor. No, it's not Dan Proctor, is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
The Labyrinth Lord edition of Gamma World. Yeah, I was looking at that. I have that PDF because it's free, so I pulled it. And then someone gave me the Thundar the Barbarian supplement for that.
Oh, you probably like that.
Holy hell yeah, I miss Thundar. I always love Thundar.
We could try out 4C sometime.
Oh, the Marvel Superheroes clone?
Clone, yeah.
I used to love playing. We played Marvel a lot. Joe ran Marvel a lot.
Joe the DM?
Uh-huh.
Ah, okay. So this was Advanced Marvel?
The one when you make up your actual characters, not the one.
That's Advanced, yeah. So it wasn't Saga Edition.
Huh?
Well, there was Marvel. Remember the yellow box that came out originally, the Marvel Superheroes, where you played like
Captain America,
and then they came out with Marvel Superheroes Advanced.
That's the one
where it opened it up where you could play whatever you want.
Yeah,
actually, in the back of the basic one, it said, "Well, here's what you want to do if you want to play, you know, whoever you want." But they didn't really go into detail until they got the Advanced one out.
Yeah, that's the one we played.
But then they had the Marvel Superheroes, I think it was called Saga Edition, which was like another development. I've never known anybody to play it. I know there are people who have.
But I know that. That's that Diceless one, isn't it?
No, that was from some other company. I mean, TSR had the license, and then they let the license lapse, and somebody else picked it up. And it could have been TSR. But I remember seeing it on the shelf, and I go, this is bullshit.
I don't remember a Saga edition of that.
Yeah, there was a like a Marvel, then a Marvel Advance, and Marvel. I don't know if it was Saga edition or they called it something else, but it was a different. It was a reworked game mechanic.
Hmm. I wouldn't mind playing. We had a lot of fun playing Marvel. My first character was I made up the Punisher, Frank Castle.
Ooh.
He was my first character. And then I realized how underpowered he was compared to everybody else's characters.
Uh-huh.
Because at that time, my favorite comic read was the Punisher.
Right.
Like any other normal teenage boy loved the Punisher. Okay. Either that or he was a Wolverine fan. One of the two.
Yeah.
And, so I played the Punisher. And I'm like, everyone else had these cool things. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I said to Joe, I'm like, Joe, I want to make up a really cool, powerful character. And he's like, all right. He goes, what do you want to make up? And I go, well, give me, we come back tomorrow, because we always met outside the library.
Right.
Because the library actually gave us space to play in their basement.
Nice.
So we would go down there. Once we met outside, we would go down there. Joe had some key to get down there, so. I don't know. Joe was like the magic guy, so.
Yeah.
So I brought in Dark Phoenix.
Oh! God.
Yeah, I went all out and I made up Dark Phoenix. And I remember Joe kept saying to me, well, come on, you're almost a god. Do something. And I'm like, ah.
I never played a character in it because I end up running it a couple of times. And after the second time, they go, let's go play Champions.
Did you ever, so you were a big Champions guy, but did you ever play Village of Vigilante?
No, that was afterwards. I jumped on the Champions train on like second edition. I didn't hear about Villains and Vigilantes until like later.
That was fun. We played that as well. We played so many games, a lot of games we played.
I remember our Champions group. Basically, their idea was, what do we need the Marvel game for? We got Champions. Because at least three other people in the group had Marvel heroes already in Champions.
Yeah.
And I remember one guy, his specialty was Captain America and Thor. And he'd always show up once. Well, I want to try out my newest rewrite of Captain America, not as powerful as the last one.
Yeah, sure.
And I remember he used to play Blizzard. Remember the villain Blizzard in Spider-Man? I think it was Spider-Man. Blizzard. The Marvel character.
Yeah.
He used to play him as a hero. And well, that was his main character, and it worked pretty well with our team. I mean, he was the head of our team. And he just said, okay, I just want to play. He had to change your art. He became a hero. Now let's build a team around him. So we made up all our original characters. And, you know, we had Speedmaster. We had Lightmaster. We at one time, we were going to call it Blizzard and the Masters of the Universe.
Nice.
I said, tell you what, I'll make a brick. We'll call it Punchmaster.
I don't think I can ever run a superheroes game. I've tried running it. I just can't wrap my head around it as a GM.
You can't?
No, I've tried it with, what's that new? Is it Mutants and Mastermind, the new one by Green Ronin?
Yeah, the D20 one? Yeah.
It's sort of D20. It's kind of got a weird system, but.
Mutants and Masterminds was OGL.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That, and I tried Silver Age Sentinels, which was D20, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I had both games, and I kept Mutants and Masterminds, got rid of Silver Age. I hated Silver Age Sentinels.
Yeah, that was a tank game.
Yeah, well, they also wanted to keep that D20 logo on their books, so they had to do things TSR's way.
And then they went out of business.
Yeah.
But
Green Ronin said, well, screw that. We'll take the old, because we want to do some things that they're not going to agree with, so we're going to take the OGL.
Yeah, Mutants and Mastermind was more like true 20 as opposed to D20.
And it was a lot. I mean, I made characters and I played it a few times, only because I couldn't get anybody to play Champions. I still get the same reaction. Oh, you don't know math for that.
Well, yeah, that was the big thing. Champions has gotten a lot of math for it.
Yeah, it's all around points, but I mean, hey, add, subtract, multiply, divide. You can do that, right? Okay, then you're set.
Yeah. But I tried GMing a couple games of those, and it was just like I just couldn't wrap my head around it as a GM. So,
I mean, I never saw. That's the first time I ever saw anybody who could make a character sheet on an Excel file. But yeah, I had a lot of a lot of fun with Champions.
We actually turned it over to my friend in the group to do run Mutants and Masterminds or run a superhero game. And he pretty much turned it into an adventure of D20 Modern.
Interesting.
I played a Ghost Rider type guy.
Uh-huh.
But he instead of like turning into flames, he just pretty much became like a demon. And he had, like, you know, super speed and everything. We were bikers type guys of our ultra personality. But then it just turned into this whole thing. We opened up a bike shop, and then one of my friends took over and decided, we're going to go do what we normally do, beat the crap out of everyone and collect money. I swear to God, that's all the adventures are, is beat the crap out of everyone, mass amount of army, and collect as much cash as you can.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of why I stopped playing.
Let's see, Champions I had, my main character in Champion was called Escargot.
Ah, Escargot.
He was a French software designer who came up with the suit, and he was the resident armor, as they called him, armor-clad fool.
Yeah.
And originally he was blind outside of his suit.
Really?
And I actually managed to buy that off later. He was blind and he had a thing for kids. Not a thing for kids, but I mean he would protect kids, okay?
I know what you meant. Just the way he came out was real funny.
And he didn't fly, but he like ran super fast and he left a trail of slime.
Ew.
But he could like jump into he had like a small shell on his back which would expand, and he would become like super invulnerable in it. He was like a living hard point, and his antenna eyes would stick out, and he'd just shoot peeps, just sit there and go blast, you know. And his entangle was this slime that came out of his finger. He just, you know, nice. It was a little disgusting, but we had an awful lot of fun with him.
You want to run a game of Champions after the holidays?
Late after the holidays.
Yeah, I know you said like February or something.
Yeah, it may go a little longer if I get involved in this third show.
Yeah.
More like late March. But we'll see. I know. Sometimes I don't really feel like I should have the honor of being on this show.
Why? Because you have a life?
Because I'm a DM that doesn't DM.
Yeah, so?
Okay, well, if they can accept it, I can accept it. Okay.
Life experience. How's that?
There we go. I mean, I've got enough gamer tales that I can get by. But
hey, Julie doesn't DM anymore, or GM, but she's a fountain of information.
That's true.
Overflowing, that's true. But, you know.
That's true. That's why I wanted to get her in with Mike on the when we do the...
Doctor Who?
No, the field guide review, because there's a lot of monsters in there that are taken from different cultures' myths and legends. And so she knows all about that kind of stuff.
What is the field guide? Because I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. What exactly is
well,
it?
Well, if you ignore the attempt at a role-playing system a la Arduin that they put in there,
yeah,
it's got like some like 150 monsters in there, most of which, I'll say like 10 to 15% are dumb.
Yeah.
But the rest of them are really interesting. And the thing is, they don't give you any descriptions. They give you a name, they give you a stat, but you can like, if you look at the description, you can kind of dope out what it does and what it's about and where it comes from. Some of them are just from their campaigns, but a lot of them are from like Egypt and Great Britain and all these other India, all these other places, all these other monsters that nobody has ever seen before or hardly ever seen before. So that's why I'm saying it's still valuable.
Hmm. Is it compatible with D&D and everything?
Yeah.
It has D&D stats in it?
Yeah.
Who made it?
Judges Guild.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't hear of it. It's a Judges Guild.
Yeah, it's got D&D stats, but you kind of have to look for them a little in the stat block, because they like to throw in their other, you know, a few other stats that, you know, don't really matter. It's really easy to pick them out. It's just, oh, it's charisma? Yeah, get this out of here. You know, that kind of thing. And, you know, their attempt at doing a role-playing game a la Arduin is kind of amusing, and some of it is, well, might give you ideas. Who knows? That's why I said it's kind of an enigma game to me.
Right.
The more I look at it, the more I get a little more fascinated by it.
Hmm.
Oh, by the way, I just got an email from James Malisquiski.
The Grognardia, yeah.
Yeah. And he said, Glenn, if you're interested and available, I'd love to help you with some of the artwork. I'd love you to help for some of the artwork for Petty Gods.
See?
Yeah, well, took him a while, but he got there.
See what happens when you draw a couple things and people see it and they want your style.
Yeah, okay. All right. I mean, all I did was give him a link to my PhotoBucket account. I don't even know if he looked or not. Obviously, he did, so there I am.
There you go. That's at least two people I know demanding Glenn artwork.
Yep.
Speaking of which, you have to give me that logo in a bigger version so I can put it on a shirt.
I know. That one keeps falling through the cracks. I'm sorry.
Now you keep saying let's do a shirt, but I need a bigger logo.
Oh, well, I can do that. I can make it bigger.
And you have to make it, what is it, DPI worthy? Because if you make it too big, it'll just like get all blurry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can make it bigger. I can make it stronger. We can rebuild him.
Well, you know, you've not designed your own shirt before, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course I have. Of course I have. Yeah, right. True. It was on a small scale, but it works.
Yeah.
Where are you on here? Where are you? Blah, 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 blah. Me? Julie Holderson. I've lost you.
I'm on the list.
I know you are, but...
I'm probably at the very top with the phone icon next to it.
Well, there's the thing's doing the funny thing. It's, Skype's doing the funny thing again, where it gives me this full Skype screen thing. It's not what I want, and so...
Can escape.
Yeah. I'm trying to find Vincent Florio here. No, that's
Skype,
the old...
This new Skype is just horrible.
It's really starting to piss me off.
They should have just kept it alone. I mean, I heard people talking about this new Skype maybe a couple weeks ago that were beta testing it. And they were just like, it's horrible, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I hope they don't go through with it. And then that here one we day go. We were doing the show, they forced me to download it.
Yeah, they did the same thing to me, remember?
And they they did it to Liz,
I had to
too.
Reboot. And...
Sucks.
It does. Hey, there's a link to my PhotoBucket page if you want to take a look.
Is this going to be publicly displayed or no?
It's anybody who wants it can look. I don't care.
All right.
I'm no proud or tired. Where did that come from? I don't know. Somewhere off the left.
So what would you like for Christmas this year, Glenn? What would be your ideal Christmas present other than $1 million and never having to do anything in the world again? But you know.
You know. I really can't. More game stuff, I guess. as I get older, the Christmas thing gets more vague. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I was a kid, I could tell you exactly what I wanted. As my grandsons tell me exactly what they want.
Yeah, I know. As a kid, you can pick out exactly what you want.
That's because you're watching TV all the time and you see the ads.
Yeah, it's brainwashing you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like G.I. Joe was the perfect advertisement.
Oh yeah, I don't ask for game stuff because I know I'm not going to get it. Even people who, well, I've been married 3 times,
right?
And I've had at least 2 wives into D&D, but I know this one isn't. So even if she did get me game stuff, I would probably end up exchanging it anyway.
Oh, did you know what I mean? Did you draw all these? Trading cards?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I carry them around with me and just doodle on them. I started doing those when I was doing Guys and Dolls, just sort of making them up.
I like the Dracula one. Looks really cool.
Oh, thank you. I've got a Christopher Lee one in there, I think, and a Bela Lugosi one. I hate the Christopher Lee one. It doesn't look anything like him.
No.
Sometimes it just don't work out. Caricature is a hard animal to do.
You do. I have some pretty good art. I'm surprised you didn't get into drawing comics or anything.
Well, you know, I have a standing invitation at Hero Comics.
Yeah.
For a comic book series based on one of my Champions characters, and well, all this other stuff tends to get in the way. You know, the acting and the voice acting and the podcast and all that other stuff.
Do you hand draw this and then scan it in, or do you write draw it on the computer?
I scan everything in. I can't. I don't have the equipment to do it, and I tried doing a pad one time, and it's just, I can't do this. Give me a pencil. Yeah, I've got a nice little scanner printer over here without any ink in it that I use to scan in.
Yeah, I have one of those, but except it has ink.
yeah, yours has ink. I haven't come up to like the $60 I need for the ink yet.
Do you have something like a Cartridge World there, or...?
Yes, we do have cartridge drills, but you know what? My printer, they will not support.
Really?
It's an Epson.
They won't inject the liquid into the.
They don't have the used ones. They won't do it. You know why?
Why?
Epson's cartridges come with a little chip
that
tells the computer, tells the printer when it's low or out of ink, and when they fill it, they cannot reset this chip.
No, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So basically, they're forcing people to buy their product, which pisses me off royally.
That's why that company went to crap.
Yeah. Almost had to bloop that.
That company went to crap big time.
Really?
I haven't seen the printer.
It's a great printer.
I haven't seen many printers by them, actually, in the last couple years.
Yeah. I mean, I also went out of my way to get one that took four separate ink cartridges for four separate colors. Because I got tired of this where you buy black and then you buy the three-color cartridge and you run out of, say, yellow.
Yeah.
And then you got to throw the whole damn thing away.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's got four different cartridges, which is why it caught, because right. And the thing is, bugs me is it runs out of a color. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got black. I'll just print black and white. No, I ain't. You got to replace the color or it won't work. It'll just keep saying you're out of ink. You're out of ink. You're out of ink. Well, print it black and white. No, you're out of ink.
I used to get around the whole, you're out of black by printing it in like red or something.
Yeah, I used to do that too. And also, if you are low on black, it'll give the option of, well, we can mix the colors left into black if you want to do that. And
I said,
go ahead. But like I was trying to, I think I ran out of ink when I was trying to print Ultimate Toolbox.